He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, broadcasting once again today from an overcast Carlsbad, California. But it is not overcast in the market today at all. In fact, we had a new record, just as I predicted. Well, that's not going out on a limb that much to predict that the Dow would hit a new high. It was just a matter of time. The old high was 26,613. Where are we at right now? Because it is bouncing around here this morning. We are just above that. At 26,000. No, we're right there. Can you believe it? You know, technical analysis is really something. That is now resistance, you see. That's the old high set back in January of this year. And we are right on that old high. We're up 210 points on the Dow. The Dow is now at 26,616, up 210 points. S&P 500 is up 16 points today. That's a half a percent. The S&P 500 is at 2,924. Where does that sit as far as an all-time high? That is a new all-time high, S&P 500. And we have the NASDAQ up 76 points this morning to 8,026. That's up 1% after the NASDAQ was down yesterday, 8,024. That's not a new high on the NASDAQ. The all-time high in the NASDAQ was 8,133. The Russell 2000 lagging a little bit today. It is up just 7 points at 1710. Oil continues to rise. Oil is up 17 points this morning to $71.29. Gold is up $3 to $12.11. Silver's up a penny to $14.30. The euro flat against the dollar. The euro is at 1.18. The dollar has cooled off a bit from its torrid run that it had after Larry Kudlow, King Dollar, was named the chief economic advisor over at the White House. And the 10-year bond, I mean, the bond market just got spanked yesterday. The 10-year is now at 3.08%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We'll call today's shows Banks, Bonds, Bongs, and Bubbles, okay? Because those are the highlights of the market. You know, yesterday, it was very deceptive. It looked like the market was having a really good day. The Dow was up 200 points, 150 points. But it was only a couple of stocks. It was J.P. Morgan and it was Goldman Sachs. It was the banks yesterday, which most people don't have a lot of exposure to the banks. They have not been a leading sector for quite some time. Why all of a sudden did the banks lift off yesterday? Let's just pull up JP Morgan, see if it's following through today. It is a little bit, but look at the big spike in JP Morgan yesterday. Why, you ask? Because banks are on the other side of the street of the treacherous bond market, which I've been warning about now for a long time. An asset class that I continue to not have any exposure to. And I told everybody to, gave everyone an assignment last night to look at their portfolio and see if they have, how many bond funds they have in their portfolio. Now, here's a follow-up for you today. Look at a one-year chart of those bond holdings that you have in your portfolio, they continue to get smacked. They just got drubbed yesterday. And that's why the banks were up. The banks do better when there's a little bit more spread in interest rates. Higher interest rates benefit the banks and a lot of the financials. And that's why you saw the big jump in the banks yesterday, such as JP Morgan. Let's just check out Citigroup. Oh man, look at that big jump yesterday, and it's breaking out again today. Is Citigroup. Let's check in on Bank of America, BAC today. Same exact chart. Check in on Wells Fargo. Four witnesses here. Wells Fargo had a big jump yesterday. And that was the reason why. Because the big sell-off in the bond market and the big rise, we're at 3.07 right now in the bond market. Well, the Dow had a very good day, but again, oh, one more. We got to check Goldman Sachs. GS had a real big day. It was up 3% yesterday. It's been a terrible stock. It's been a laggard of a stock, but it had a huge day yesterday. All right, get this. What stock yesterday opened at 233? 233. It zoomed to 300, and then it corrected to almost 151. It got cut in half, and then it rallied again. If you answered Tilray, you're right. This is wild stuff. This is now a $22 billion company. Came public at 17 in mid-July, and now it's 231. Today it's up 8% It's up $18 per share to 232. It hit 300 yesterday. There's not that many shares outstanding. Let's just take a look. How many shares outstanding? 74 million shares. I wonder how many times they traded hands. Well, there's 74 million shares outstanding. This stock has already traded 5 million shares today. That's the bongs and bubble part of today's headline for the news for the radio show. That is one of the biggest bubbles I have ever seen. Oh, I've seen some big ones in my day. I saw some huge bubbles in the dot-com era. Dogfood.com, diapers.com, you name it. Just put a .com after your name and your stock zoomed higher. People waited in line. They clamored to get any kind of a .com IPO. I was there. I witnessed it the year 2000. And I witnessed the crash thereof. And am alive and still in the business to tell about it. I was a eyewitness to this great event. And I'm seeing the same kind of activity, if not frothier, in the marijuana cannabis sector right now. So look, if you want to take that ride up to 300 and back down to 50 and then back up to 230, be my guest. But just remember, valuation does matter. Tilray will lose 45 cents this year. They'll lose 10 cents next year. Here's a company that does $25 million a year in sales. $25 million a year in sales. And they're worth now $22 billion. Okay. Be my guest. Well, what's got this market going? What happened to China? That was all, you know, we thought China, this was going to go on forever. It was going to bring the world economy to a halt. Get this news here. China is planning to cut the average tariff rate on imports from the majority of its trading partners as soon as next month, including the U.S., fulfilling a previous pledge as a tariff war bites into trade. Oh, they're feeling the pain. They continue to get bit. I do see some action in some of the leading Chinese stocks. We'll talk about that in a minute. Could they have maybe finally found a bottom? Premier Li Keqiang further said his government would not devalue its currency, which many feared it would do. Now the fear is they'll stop buying our bonds, but doesn't seem like they're headed in that direction. We must hold multilateralism, the rules of free trade. Boy, China's saying they have to uphold the rules of free trade. If there are problems, negotiation is needed to solve them. Well, that's what they're doing right now. It does look like China is starting to give in finally by planning to cut the average tariff rate as soon as next month and pledging not to devalue its currency. Well, we're headed in the right direction. A few Chinese stocks are on the move. Could this be the bottom? They sure are cheap here. We'll talk about those when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, China, maybe. I reported in my newsletter over the weekend that the forward PE on the Chinese market is down around 13 right now, while the forward PE on the U.S. market is around 16.7. I did send out a tweet yesterday. I said, you know, look at Alibaba. It has firmed up a little bit down here in the 167 area. And I also tweeted that it has a PEG ratio of 0.60, one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire market. Yet I don't own it right now. I would like to see things a little bit more solid in our relations with China and some kind of agreement. Alibaba was $212 per share in June. It went from $212 clear down to $152. From $212 to 152. What does that work out to? 212, 152. That thing has gone down. No wonder Jack Ma's on TV these days. It's down 28% since June. All right. But at the current price, it has a PEG ratio of 0.6. Now we turn to TCEHY, Tencent Holdings, which is, I would say, the other giant Chinese company at $300-400 billion. That poor stock has gone from $61 per share clear down to $39 per share. From 61, gee, just buy Tilray, you know. Tencent is down 36%. From its all-time high. And Tencent seems to be firming up here. So we'll keep our eye on those very cheap, on the very cheap Chinese market and how some of their leadership stocks, which have gotten very, very cheap here recently. Jack Ma, speaking of Jack Ma, he recanted his 1 million job promise made to President Trump. The promise we made on the premise of a friendly U.S.-China partnership and rational trade relations, that promise no longer exists today. So our promise cannot be fulfilled. That's Jack Ma telling off President Trump and the U.S. to basically stick it. Here's a guy, he's in the news a lot. You know, I worry about people that are always in the news. Well, you could say Trump's in the news all the time, every day, tweeting something. And, of course, Elon Musk is right up there with the biggest tweeter of all time, Kim Kardashian. Jeffrey Gundlach, who, I don't know, every time he says something, I disagree with it. And he's been wrong. But he's a popular guy. They love to quote him. He's the new Bond King, I would say, displacing Bill Gross. Jeffrey Gundlach, CEO of Double Line Capital, says bond prices across the U.S. Treasury yield curve could decline if the 30-year Treasury closes above 3.25 two times in a row. Gundlach says he still expects the 10-year Treasury, listen to this, okay? He makes wild predictions. He expects the 10-year Treasury yield to reach 6%. It's at 3.07 today by the next presidential election. My 6% by 2021 call is perfectly on track, he told Reuters. No reason to change it at all. A move soon to higher yields would be signaled by the 30-year closing 2 days in a row over 3.25. Can you imagine what your intermediate-term Fidelity bond fund would do? I mean, it's already getting crushed at 3.07, but if bonds were to go to 6%, here's a guy who's in the bond market up to his eyeballs every single day. Double Line Capital is mostly a bond investing firm, investing in bonds for its owners of their mutual funds. And here, he's not very good for sales. They're a double line capital. Jobless claims drop to a 49-year low. Where were you 49 years ago? That's the last time jobless claims hit the number that we're at today. 201,000. I keep waiting for a print below 200,000. Try to find someone. We went out for a little restaurant last night, sign on the door, help wanted. We see it everywhere here in California. We saw it everywhere in Minnesota. We're headed to Atlanta in October. We're headed back to Charleston next week. We see four help wanted signs everywhere. Where are they going to get all these seasonal workers? Target needs 120,000. Amazon needs 30,000. FedEx needs 60,000. Are they going to find enough of these seasonal workers, or what's going to give here? Philly Fed business outlook, hotter than expected. Darden restaurants by 10 cents. Where are people spending their money these days? Olive Garden, Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen, Longhorn Steakhouse, The Yard House, The Capitol Grill, Four Seasons, Eddie V's. Don't forget Bahama Breeze. Those are the brands owned by Darden Restaurant. Same store sales increased 3.3%. How much do you want to bet they need help? They've got jobs open. I bet if I walked over here to the local Olive Garden and said, I need a job, that may happen someday if the market crashes. You never know. I know how to boil spaghetti. Well, shares of Darden are up 1.8%. In pre-market trading, of course, Darden reported earnings after the close last night. More proof. I have always said that what cures more ills in the world? A good, strong economy. It gets people off the couch. It gets people working. It gets consumer spending. And in the end, the bottom line of all of this is where you want it to trickle down or to the tax coffers. To help cut into that $21 trillion nightmare deficit, not deficit, but debt that we owe. A good, strong economy cures a lot of ills. And just seeing Olive Garden, a place like Olive Garden, reporting such strong earnings, how many different retail outlets have I reported over the last year that are exploding? Well, what's the biggest risk to the financial system? Jamie Dimon says it's clearly cyber attacks. Well, there's a lot of countries mad at us, and they're pretty good at cyber attacks. Russia, Turkey, Iran, etc. Jamie Dimon says we're spending a lot of money, and JP Morgan is secure, but we should always be on guard, and we should worry. He says we also should worry a little bit about inflation right now. Well, let's see. Amazon's in the news. We've got AMD in the news. NVIDIA, Square, PayPal. I'm excited. We got a lot to talk about. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Of course, yesterday was all about the banks, the insurance companies, which are on the other side of the street from a rising rate environment. The REITs, utilities, and bond funds just got clobbered yesterday. So just remember, if you believe that we're in a rising interest rate environment, just like the tide, just like some of these rivers continue to rise, Conway, South Carolina, that river continues to rise. It has not crested yet. You've got a bond guy like Jeffrey Gundlach, who is one of the biggest bond managers in the world, saying that the Treasury is headed to 10% by the next presidential election. That's just over 2 years away. Ouch, if he's right, I don't think he's right, but if he is right, hey, if it went to 4%, that's a huge problem. And yet the asset allocators, just like they went over the waterfall in 2008, are going to go over the waterfall again and tell folks to stay the course. That's not a good guy in the boat to go over the waterfall in the bond market. But, you know, they've been fed and drank the Kool-Aid, the asset allocation Kool-Aid, and that's the way they're going to manage money. Come hell or high water, pardon the pun. Argentina's GDP shrinks 4.2% in quarter two. You got to remember that there still are hot spots in the world like Argentina, Brazil, Turkey, Iran, where their currencies are plunging, their economies are plunging. And we're living in a land where people are all eating out at Eddie V's and Olive Garden and Bahama Breeze every night. Big contrast right now of what's going on in the world versus the United States. Trump demands lower oil prices. He calls once again OPEC a cartel. The OPEC monopoly must get prices down now, tweets the president this morning. We protect the countries of the Middle East. They would not be safe for very long without us, and yet they continue to push for higher and higher oil prices. JP Morgan cuts General Electric price target to $10 per share. Will GE break 10? It's at $12.46 today. I actually talked to somebody yesterday who still owns, he doesn't, his wife still owns GE in her portfolio. I warned about GE 2 years ago. And where is Jeffrey Immelt today? Eating at Olive Garden, Bahama Breeze, Eddie V's, I don't know. I don't think that it hurt him too much, but he surely hurt a lot of shareholders for a long, long time, and he hid a lot of things that were uncovered at the company. One ticking bomb right after another left for the new CEO, but Immelt's probably got his golden watch and living large somewhere. Amazon is going to have a surprise hardware event today at 1 p.m. What could it be? Last year, their event launched the new Echo. And maybe they've got a new Echo. I don't know. Someone new to talk to. Alexa? Maybe Alexa's getting a sister or a brother. I don't know. But they're going to have a surprise event today. And yesterday, they shocked Wall Street. Get this. They're planning to open up 3,000 bricks and mortar stores by 2021. These will be cashier-less stores. No cashier. You just go in with your Square on your iPhone, pick out what you want, and you walk out with it. Pay for it with your Square. This development could impact retail chains far and wide, including Walmart, Kroger, Target, CVS, Walgreens, Dollar Tree, Dollar General, Sprouts, as details emerge. Now, they're kind of using Whole Foods Market, I think, as their test, their pilot. I see pretty brisk business at Whole Foods Markets these days. It just seems like Amazon aims to control. I don't like that word, control. All the distribution throughout the world of everything we buy. That's a scary deal there. Well, Amazon report, a Bloomberg report on this, their plans paints a picture of something in between a fast meal location like Subway and a 7-Eleven convenience store with more grocery stores in addition to prepared meals. Amazon is trying to get into everything. Jeff Bezos, the Everything Store. Now, let's not forget his book. And their logo, the Everything Store. Do you trust Jeff Bezos? I ask you that question. The owner of the Washington Post, he thinks the company's best chance to disrupt brick-and-mortar shopping may be mealtime log jams in busy cities. Well, okay, whatever. But he is becoming, not only is he the richest man, and maybe he should run for president. There's a scary thought. A man who strives to control, whose goal is to control all the distribution of goods that we need as consumers in the world? That's a scary thought. AMD, Stiefel. There's news on AMD almost every day, and I am in AMD. I haven't been in AMD for 2 decades, but I'm in it with their new chip. Stiefel increases its AMD price target from 21 to 38. And of course, yesterday it was Goldman Sachs, I think, giving a large increase to their price target. Analyst Kevin Cassidy says that new products, AMD's solid execution, and Intel's 10-nanometer launch today could allow AMD's GM to increase for at least the next 4 quarters. Cassidy expects the products to raise AMD's gross profit margin to 45% in the coming years, which would be good. And they have a new chip. That is quite the rage. And Morgan Stanley's review of NVIDIA's new GeForce 280 were less positive than expected, indicating a limited performance improvement versus the 1080 Ti. So all you chip guys know what all that means. Analyst Joseph says the firm doesn't expect gaming to be a near-term source of NVIDIA upside, but does remain positive on the company's long-term potential. They have a $273 target price on NVIDIA. NVIDIA is trading today at $267. $6 upside? I think I'll stay away from that. Square gets a boost after Stiefel raises their target price again. Square, let's see how Square is doing today. These are the great growth giants of today, not the soggy old stocks of yesteryear. Square Stiefel analyst boosted his price target to $100 on expectations for increased growth. The stock is currently trading at 86. It has cooled off a little bit from its meteoric rise. It's more than doubled this year. But it's always good to see someone else besides me. I do own Square. I have a big position in Square. Now, let's contrast Square. Atlantic Equities is bullish on Procter & Gamble. PG. Okay, Procter & Gamble's earnings over the next 5 years, or over the last 5 years. Does anybody want to take a guess at what rate PG's earnings have been growing over the last 5 years? If you guessed 1% per year, I mean, that's barely measurable. That's like a trace of rain in the Sahara Desert. Procter & Gamble's earnings have been growing by 1% per year over the last 5 years. But Atlantic Equities is bullish on Procter & Gamble. Now, why do I bring up a stock like this? Because believe it or not, more often than not, when I get a portfolio transferred to me from especially a big wirehouse firm, I'm more than likely to see Procter & Gamble in that portfolio, along with other fantastic growth stocks like IBM and General Electric and other big names that people recognize and that makes them sleep well at night. But if you look at the growth, if the proposition is true that stocks follow earnings, if a company is growing their earnings by 1% per year, there's not much hope for a lot of capital appreciation there. Well, what is growing? More on that when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
This is Bill Gunderson, Professional Money Manager and Chief Investment Officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, in the fishing parlance, we have what we call small craft warnings. There's different colors of flags. On the beach, there's different colors of flags. It's safe to swim here. It's not safe to swim here. If you swim here, you'll get sucked out into the ocean. End up in Catalina Island if you can hold your breath that long. So there's, you know, warnings put up by professionals along the way to try to keep you out of trouble. Well, I flew the red flag back in December of last year on the cryptocurrencies. And the cryptocurrencies are now down 55%. So far this year, and the fallout continues in the cryptos. A lot of investigations. There was a hack again yesterday in Japan. Japan's Zafe is the latest crypto exchange to be hacked, with losses of Bitcoin and two other digital securities estimated at $60 million. The incident follows the high-profile theft of $530 million earlier this year at Tokyo-based CoinCheck, one of the world's biggest cyber heists that forced regulators to step up risk management protocols. Okay, I still fly the red flag on the cryptocurrencies, but now here's a new red flag going up. All right, we had a stock yesterday by the name of Tilray, which has $25 million in sales, which is now a $22 billion company. That's absolute insanity. It went clear up to 300 yesterday, lost half of its value during the day, and then rallied once again. It was halted six times. There's always a bubble somewhere in the market. All right, so here's the cannabis news today. Intel GenX has executed a non-binding letter of intent with Tilray to co-develop and commercialize oral film products infused with recreational and medical cannabis. Well, it won't stink up the concert hall. It's, you know, like, what were they using? Like Listerine, you lay it on your tongue and it infuses it into your body. Now, I'm sure this stock is soaring today on this news. It's an 80-cent stock. How's Tilray doing today? TLRY is currently down 16%. It's back down to 197 after hitting 300 yesterday. Be my guest. But here's a new one that shows up, okay? New Age Beverages. NBEV. Make sure you write this one down, not to go near it. Look at this thing. It's up 56% today. Why? Well, they're going to be putting cannabis into some of their drinks. The company tested a cannabis-infused drink in Colorado, and this stock is flying. We've got another one changing their name, Neptune, N-E-P-T, which is another big player in all of this. Here's a prediction. How many companies, write them down, over the next several months will be somehow putting out a news release that they're involved in cannabis some way? Of course, Coca-Cola did it here last week. How about Neptune? They're changing their name to Neptune Wellness Solutions. I'm seeing that name Wellness show up a lot in relation to the cannabis industry. Kind of like women's health and abortion, you know. Let's change the name a little bit, tweak it. Wellness sounds a lot better than drunken stupor. They're coming up, BMW's preparing for all of this. They're coming up with self-driving motorcycles. BMW is building an autonomous motorcycle, one that can start, accelerate, steer, and brake, all without a rider. Will the autonomous robot driving it have tattoos and a beer belly? I don't know. But I guess, you know, you can ride your autonomous motorcycle home after imbibing New Age beverages. Kronos Group is up 7% on a joint sleep study. Now, there's a proper name, a joint sleep study with Alethea Health. How's Kronos doing today? C-R-O-N. Oh, it's only up 4.2%. Now, that one's probably got a ways to go. It's only $2 billion right now. It's got a long ways to go to catch up with Tilray. They have a whopping $8 million a year in sales, and it's already a $2.2 billion company. These are all out of Canada. I can still remember some of the Canadian mining companies. A lot of them blew up. Always seems to be something going on in the Canadian stock market. Canada-based companies. There's always been a lot of stock promoters coming out of Canada. If that's not enough, the marijuana sector, which I created in my app, is now the number one sector. MJ Biotech, here's a new one. They're coming up with golden milk made with organic turmeric, ginger, cinnamon, and CBD isolate. Those are three letters you want to remember. CBD. Maybe you saw them in your report card. I don't know. But CBD is that funny stuff inside of marijuana, I guess. And now this another one that will be infusing their teas and their innovative wellness products. Now here's the second company using the word wellness with their CBD infusions. And here's one more, MJNE, MJ Holdings. Now, this is different from MJ Biotech. They're shipping an initial shipment of 800,000 Q-cups. A Q-cup comes pre-filled with 50 milligrams. I guess like the, what's the coffee machine, the K-cups? Now they've got Q-cups, which come pre-filled with 50 milligrams of cannabis concentrate that will deliver 8 to 10 hits per cup. Man, you will need a self-driving car, huh? Anyways, red flag warning. You heard it here. If you'd like some rational investing, non-bond investing, active investing, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.